Nashville has become just the fifth city in the country to create a specific court process for victims of human trafficking. It puts less emphasis on criminal punishment and more on treatment. Police and prosecutors will offer trafficking victims up to a year of counseling, housing, or drug treatment. If they complete the program, their charges are dismissed. This is similar to a drug court. Many participants will likely be found through prostitution arrests. Those cases often reveal that victims were coerced or trafficked. That's the difference. Anyone forced into sex will be treated as a victim if they agree to get help, says prosecutor Tammy Mead.
Not everybody's going to want to do this. It's like drug court. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's addicted to drugs, the first time out, they're not going to be wanting a whole lot of help. One day they're going to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore and I'm ready for that help. And when that happens, we're going to be here for them.
The drug court really does set the model. It's the same way of thinking, the same judge, Casey Moreland. And for now, he and Mayor Megan Berry are using the same budget.
We're going to go till the money runs out and then we'll,
Then we'll figure out the next steps. We'll worry about that when that comes. That's right.
Moreland will see the first two sex trafficking defendants next month. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.